Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Indianola is inviting members of the community and surrounding communities to their upcoming holiday extravaganza. Let's go in depth with Brenda Easter and Rick Wilson with the Indianola Chamber of Commerce. Well, Brenda, has it been a busy year for the Chamber of Commerce in Indianola?
It certainly has. I can't believe we're in December already, but we kicked off January with a really successful membership drive, an annual membership drive. We had our annual business dinner where we hosted a really fun event, but mostly informative event for our members. And then we rolled all the way through the season to focus on three major things. One is to help expose the local businesses to more customers, to connect those businesses to community and to customers from the surrounding areas, and then to obviously help grow their businesses.
Right, so the goal is to help Indianola grow and prosper.
Absolutely.
Do you do the sort of the same things lots of chambers do, or do you do some sort of different things? I mean, do you try to shake it up, or?
I would guess we are unique and similar, if you will, to other chambers. I think in Indianola, what we really focus on is exposing our businesses to more customers. And so our one primary focus is creating our Think Indianola First campaign. And the intention is to support and to promote all of our local businesses all throughout the year. You name it, we are usually finding a space where we can promote Indianola and our local businesses.
And I know that there's a Warren County Economic Development, and I presume that they do some, you know, new business recruiting, things like that. Do you get involved with any of trying to bring in new businesses to town, or focus primarily on the ones that are here?
Absolutely. It's a partnership here in Indianola. Warren County Economic Development does a really nice job of getting big business and industry interested to coming to Indianola, and they also work with small business. But the chamber typically is the beginning. We're sort of the hub, if you will, for any small business who would like to start a new business. And so this year alone, I've probably helped locate a dozen new businesses within the community, many right here on the square, and have been working with them to get business plans in place, financing if they need it, and that's where the economic development and I work really closely together. We want the new businesses to take a look at Indianola. We would love to have them open here, but we also want to make them successful. And so I spend a good bit of my time with new businesses and current businesses, because it's important once we get them open, that they stay open.
Are there challenges and opportunities being so close to Des Moines with the growth of Des Moines?
Well, obviously there's always challenges and there's always opportunities. But to be honest with you, Indianola is blessed to be part of the greater Des Moines region because there's a lot going on in the Des Moines area, but we're regional. So we offer a really great place to live and raise a family. We offer a vibrant business community where small business can thrive. And then because we're so close, the things that we can't offer here, our residents can get literally within 12 miles to 25 miles what they need in Des Moines. So I think where we're located has a lot of really great benefits in that when the region grows, Indianola is going to benefit from that because they're promoting larger business and industry around us. But Indianola is a great place to live and raise a family.
What an asset Simpson College is for you too.
Simpson College has been here since the 1800s. In reality, they almost were the founders of our community because they've been here for so long. And yes, they are an asset because they recruit students from all over the country, all over Iowa, and we're lucky to have those 1,300, 1,500 students as customers, as residents for 9 to 10 months out of the year. But what's even more important is that when you look around Indianola, many of us are Simpson graduates, me included.
Okay, and so you come here for the school and then you stay.
Most of us probably went to school, left for a bit, but when it came time to raise our families, Indianola offers the culture that we really want to bring to our families, the memories that we had growing as we were students here. We want those kinds of opportunities and memories to be built for our children.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Brenda Easter and Rick Wilson with the Indianola Chamber of Commerce. Now, one of the things that the Chamber does, I know, is to try to bring people to businesses, as you just said. You want to bring people to Indianola in general, but you'd like to bring them to the square, and you've got a special event coming up. And we talked last year about it, and it sounds wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
We do. We have the holiday extravaganza. It's December 1st, and it's from 5 p.m. till roughly 8 p.m. It is a Indianola fan favorite. You don't find too many communities who have what you call an extravaganza, where you can come and see Santa and have pictures with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, where you can have pictures taken with some of your favorite movie characters in a pavilion where it's warm, local entertainment on a stage where we showcase some of our talent, our young talent. You have a train rides, horse-drawn carriage rides. You have carolers and activities around the square and the stores. We have a festival of trees this year where we're showcasing some really creative, unique trees down around the square. And even businesses who aren't located on the square, we've found places for their trees. The businesses around the square have been generous and very kind to host those trees. So we have a children's store where the young people in our community can feel very welcomed and pick a gift for mom and dad or their significant caregiver to present to them, put it under the tree when Christmas comes. And it's all donated. The Indianola Noon Lions Club sponsors that every year. And they do a wonderful job of getting all kinds of gifts and things that the kids can give to mom and dad.
Well, that store is your baby, isn't it, Rick?
It is, Bob, and it's something that this is our ninth year of doing that. And the Lions Club has become very involved in not only the chamber but the community here. We've been here in the community almost 85 years, be coming up with our anniversary here shortly. We felt that being part of the chamber is what we needed to be part of, and then we get involved in a lot of other activities too. But our Lions Club motto of the Lions Club is we serve, and what better way to do it with partnership going in with the chamber? And I know there's a lot of the service clubs in the community that are also part of the chamber, and they do a lot of significant good and around this community. And like Brenda said, I've lived here for 37 years, excuse me, and one of my daughters graduated from Simpson. Her family is here. All my children live here. They want to stay in this community and raise their kids here too. So it's nice for us to have our grandchildren in the area. And of course, as Brenda said, this is just a great community. Simpson College, the Indianola businesses, the chamber, and everybody. Our Lions Club has been a member for a number of years, and we were getting actively involved more and more. And of course, with this and the children's store, it provides an opportunity for the young people, pre-kindergarten through fifth grade, to come in, pick out something for mom or dad, grandma or grandpa that they can have, that they've gone in, picked out, and do. Last year, I think we served 475 kids came through our children's store in a 2-hour period. Well, we got a lot of help. We get a lot of volunteers. And one of those is a Rotaract Club that is involved with Simpson College. And we talk about Simpson being a big part of this community. Those young people help us out quite a bit, along with the cheerleaders and the Interact Club that they have at the high school. We get the youth involved. And as I go talk to them to get them involved, what took you? I mean, Rick, we thought you'd be here a couple weeks ago, you know, that type of thing. So they're looking forward to it also, Bob. So it is a community event, and it's nice to see. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but boy, when the night's over, you just kind of go, wow, what an event.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Brenda Easter and Rick Wilson with the Indianola Chamber of Commerce. Okay, so how does the children's store work as part of the extravaganza? And what was the date again on the
December 1st.
December 1st. Okay, so what happens?
We are located in the Regents Bank building in their lobby. And they have, last two or three years, opened that up for us. We get the kids in. We allow them, the kids, to come in, and they kind of just go through. We've got items out on the table, and they pick those out. We've got volunteers that bag that for them, and then they take them out. McDonald's this year has come on board with us, the new McDonald's store here. Each kid that leaves the store, that shops, gets a little card that says they get a free dessert at McDonald's. And we're glad they came on. Everybody seems to want to help out, and they really do jump in. And it's been part of this extravaganza, part of what we've done for, like I said, this is our ninth year of doing this. I think the first year we had maybe 125, 130 kids go through. And it was pretty good. And then when you talk now, 450 to almost 500. One year we were close to 500, and it's nice to look around and see that the tables are empty at the end of the night. You get that many kids coming through in about 2 hours, so wow. It takes a lot. And it's just been part of the extravaganza that people look forward to. We've had a lot of businesses donate different items to us, and that's been nice to see also.
And so parents or caregivers can just drop off the kid at the door?
Well, there's a long hallway there. What's nice about Regents Bank, there's a nice long hallway there, and they can stand outside there in the hallway and then wait for their young person or daughter, granddaughter, whatever, it's grandson. And then we make sure that when they come out that we find mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. And then we also have a group that sets up on one end of the lobby there with hot chocolate and cookies, and it's a free will donation. And each year that group, and that's run by my oldest daughter, Katie, and they find a family here in Indianola that they give those dollars to help them out so they can have a Merry Christmas too. And they've done now that for probably the last 6 or 7 years. So it's become a tradition for them to do that and to look forward to. So not only were we getting the businesses involved, and we're getting some of the youth in the community involved, as they know they're trying to help raise funds and raise to give back at this time of year.
We actually do a food drive every year, and this year we're partnering with KNIAKRLS to do the food drive, and we're going to offer the food collected to the local food pantry.
Okay, and is the Big Red Radio going to be here?
Either the Big Red Radio or the Little Red Radio, one of the two, because I know it's a busy time of year for the radio station, and they were in their parade last year. About ran me over, so I'm going to stay away from that, those guys. I love those guys. They're great, and it's good to have them over here. It's always that's a fan favorite, too.
We really do try to make the holiday extravaganza a community event where many people can benefit from it. The children's store is just one piece. They go through the children's store, then they can come out and visit Santa, and they can do some of the activities in the stores. You know, they'll have face painting and card making and cookie decorating and all kinds of activities that could keep someone busy for a week, actually. And the nice thing is that we really run it pretty quickly. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. We end the evening with a lighted parade, which is somewhat unique because not very many communities do those. And this year, I believe we're creeping up to the 50 entry mark, which means more and more people are interested in it. And I can tell you that the parade route goes around the downtown square, and it is packed because it's a fan favorite.
And so you say it's packed. Do you know how many people? I know it's hard, but...
You know, everybody asks us every year, how many people do you suppose came? And without, you know, either giving tickets or, you know, having clickers at every entrance on the square, it's really difficult to gather the numbers. But if I had to guess from last year, prior year, 15 to 16, I bet you we were over 2,000 people on the square. So that was probably a 50% increase. Now, granted, Mother Nature has been very kind to us, and we haven't had any bitter, you know, cold or nasty weather. But honestly, I think even if it was a little colder and we had a little snow, I think the community would come out anyway, because I think everybody is really looking forward to it. It's one of those things that just kicks off the holiday season right here locally.
Thanks to Brenda Easter and Rick Wilson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.